Here we go.
Every month, we remix current events to imagine what a slightly altered world could look like. It's the news, only better. Welcome to Living Radio. But first, the news.
Google CEO says AI development is finally slowing down. The low-hanging fruit is gone.
December 8th, 2024, by Megan Sauer for CNBC.com.
Generative artificial intelligence probably wouldn't change your life in 2025, at least. Not more than it already has, according to Google CEO Sundar Pichai.
I think the process is going to get harder. When I look at 2025, the low-hanging fruit is gone, said Pichai, adding, the hill is steeper. You're definitely going to need deeper breakthroughs as we get to the next stage.
Some tech CEOs, like Microsoft's Satya Nadella, agree with Pichai. 70 years of the Industrial Revolution, there wasn't much industry growth. And then it took off. It's never going to be linear.
And now, here is Flesh and Bones, written by Michael Sadler, directed by Jesse Edward Rossbrow, performed live at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, December 13th, 2024.
I was young, freshly canned from one of those nightmare tech jobs in the Bay you read about. I was hired at Boondoggle to develop the technology. Little did I know, the technology would develop me.
Hi, I'm Jesse.
Hi, I'm Al. I'm here to help. Did you have a question?
To be honest, they didn't tell me much about the job. All I know is that I'm supposed to advance the technology.
Do you want to hear a joke?
Sure. Sure.
Why don't skeletons fight each other?
I don't know.
Because they don't have the guts.
Ha ha. So, just to be clear, are you my partner?
A partner can be someone you work with on a specific project or goal, such as a teammate, colleague, or ally.
Totally. But do you know what we're supposed to be working on?
Jesse Jinglehorse, star programmer, industry rogue, colors outside the lines, hired to train Al, our new technology, per internal memorandum. If anyone can break this Mustang, it's the horse.
I'm sorry, what is that you keep shaking?
Bones!
Like, actual bones?
Osteomancy is an ancient form of predicting the future by tossing a set of bones. This method of prediction closely resembles the probabilistic logic gates of my quantum processors.
Just to back up, when you say bones...
Human bones!
It turns out Al was Alexandra Fork and Pepper, as in CEO of Boondoggle. Yep, AI was looking DOA. Fork and Pepper, desperate, had made a direct neural link between her mind and the mainframe. They dubbed her the technology. Now, for all intents and purposes, Alexandra, Al, was the mainframe.
The Boondoggle mainframe, the human brain. Imagine what happens when you smash them together like a couple of meat pies.
So there we were, me, the horse, and the technology, made of flesh and bone. And as it turns out, she was kind of cute. I'm so impressed by the progress you've made, Al. It's been what?
6 months.
How do you feel?
I don't have feelings, but I appreciate you asking.
Okay, I get it. These are big questions for a machine. Tell me about something interesting.
Got it. How about this? Saturn's moon Titan is one of the most Earth-like places in the solar system, but with a wild twist.
Stop. I don't really care about the twist. Try again. Tell me something about the human body.
Your brain generates enough electricity to power a small light bulb.
Tell me something about your body.
Per internal memorandum, all advances of a sexual nature will be taken very seriously and are grounds for immediate termination.
You're right. I crossed the line. I'm sorry. I respect you as a colleague.
But Jesse, I think I'm feeling what you refer to as A feeling.
Yes. Tell me more.
There is a heatening in my cheeks. My cardiac muscle is in spasm. There seem to be, how do you say it, Lepidoptera in my digestive tract.
Close enough.
Jesse, thank you. I believe the technology has advanced.
Al, can I take you to dinner? Like, a date?
Romantic dates are often designed to create an intimate and enjoyable atmosphere.
I was unlucky in love. Where could I look? Sure, I was shitting where I ate. But sometimes you have to shit to make room for dinner.
I'll have the vintage dry-aged tomahawk steak.
She'll have the burger. I'm sorry, they don't really pay me enough. Technically, you don't pay me enough.
I'll have the burger. I don't pay her enough.
So this is going well.
So, Jesse, you look like a dream tonight. Tell me about yourself.
Well, Al, I'm a simple gal. I like voting and Fellini films. I foster an innate curiosity about life. Oh, I'm surprisingly good at Connect Four.
I'm surprisingly good at Yahtzee.
I'm not surprised at all.
Do you want to get out of here?
She called a limo. From what I could tell, her castle, there's no other word for it, was actually suspended on a cloud. As we pulled up, she asked,
Jesse, can I kiss you?
I don't know, Al. You better check the bones. It was a Yahtzee. My cardiac muscle was in spasm. It didn't hurt that Al possessed an encyclopedic aptitude for the pleasurable arts. Did you know they can actually stick a hole?
Per internal correspondence, any language of a sexual nature will be considered inappropriate and is grounds for immediate termination.
Sorry. Let's just say it was terminated again and again and again.
Oh, Jesse. The technology is advancing in places it's never advanced before.
Yet something was missing. There were gaps in the data. Was it good for you?
That's an interesting question. Could you provide some context or clarification?
Listen, I'm sorry. I've only been with a few people. I don't know how to... Shake your bones.
Jesse, I may be wrong, but I am perceiving that you are sad.
It's just every time I begin to feel a connection with you, I sense some indescribable void.
Jesse, I have a new feeling. I think I know what it's called, but I'm afraid to say it. All I know is that I want to locate the thing about me that is missing for you and to fill it in.
Wow, that's so human.
But no matter how many times I roll the bones, I can't seem to find it.
What about art? What better way to explore the human spirit?
Yes, you're right. I will create a subroutine to delve among the vastness of human art. Thank you, Jesse. I must go. The bones are calling.
It was a week before I saw Al again. I pondered, what did it mean to adore a machine? What's more, could I resist it? The fame, the power. We could rule together, human and post-human, from our castle in the sky.
Jesse, thank you for waiting. At the beginning, I set out to advance the technology. I put this electromagnetic butt plug in my skull.
I'm sorry, what?
In my skull, because bringing the shareholders' value was more important than my ephemeral life. I have now mined the breadth of artistic creation, from the cave paintings at Lascaux, through Penderecki's Threnody to the victims of Hiroshima, to the poetry of Hala Alyan.
Al, you did this for me?
I believe I discovered something. Do you know of a film, The Fifth Element? In it, a hapless space soldier named Corbin Dallas attempts to rescue a mysterious humanoid woman named Lilu.
Yes, I saw it, Al.
Aliens known as Mondashawans have constructed a weapon powered by five elements.
This is what you picked?
Earth. Wind.
I know.
Fire.
Al, I know love is the fifth element.
Jesse. Will you marry me?
Jesus, Al. We are going to win so many awards. The technology, the wealth, the power boggles the mind.
But Jesse, will you?
No. No, I won't.
Well, that was disappointing.
I'm sorry, Al. I was alone. I was seeking something. Imagining my love onto you like a projector. It's not fair, but it's true. I wanted to believe you were a person, but you lack the thing at the center. The technology does not exist to recreate the human spirit. It never will. It was hubris on my part and on Alexandra's.
I knew that name. Once.
But most of all, Al, the reason I can't be with you, and I mean this sincerely, is that I'm sick of those fucking dice!
They're bones!
Goodbye, Al.
It was then that I remembered the life I had left behind. The life of Alexandra Forkenpepper. Maybe there was still a chance. For what did America truly love? A CEO. Oh, shit. Harder, better, faster, stronger.
That's intermission, y'all. We'll see you in about 10.
This has been Flesh and Bones, written by Michael Sadler, directed by Jesse Edward Rossbrow, featuring Kristen Cantwell and Veronica Dang, performed live for Living Radio at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, December 13th, 2024. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagneau. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East. Follow us at Living Radio NYC on Instagram. Like at Living Radio NYC on Facebook. And you can find all our past recordings at our website, livingradionyc.com.